Hopkins and Huntington's correspondence, handwritten, is long, even voluminous letters full of detail. They had no other means of communicating except by telegraph, which cost so much per word that they thought it outrageous and refused, whenever possible, to use it. On July 21, Hopkins said that he was satisfied that each of the Big Four was doing what he ought to be doing. Stanford with the politicians, Crocker running construction, Huntington making loans and buying all equipment and supplies, and he himself in charge of finance. He felt he was useful here, while I am sure no one of us could do so well as yourself there, New York, Boston, and Washington, until we can hear a locomotive whistle scream on the other side of the summit, so as to feel ourselves well out of the woods, I don't intend to ask or suggest any change. Huntington agreed. If it had not been for you and I, he wrote back, my opinion is that the Central Pacific would have gone to the devil before this.